राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जाना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जाना वल्लभ गिरिवर यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन तेरा वनचारी जमुना तेरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad. Jaya Jaya Gurudev श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, समवेत वैष्णवबृंद की जय, ग्रंथराज भागवतम की जय, गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि। सो डियर डिवोटीज, वी आर सर्विंग श्रीमद् भागवतम एंड देन वी विल आल्सो डिस्कस अबाउट श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर special chapter that assigned to me. So I'm going to request all of you, make sure you know who is sitting next to you, because unknown people also appear. I never knew that. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says that in the Bhagavatam class, great personalities comes. Maybe make sure you chant Hare Krishna to next person, even Jamaraj. You know why Jamaraj comes here? He loves Bhagavatam. Anybody would like to see Jamaraj? No? Good. Thank you. And guess what? Because he comes here and he hears Bhagavatam, we never have to go to Jamaraj. That's what Prabhupada says. And the rest of the people who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, they have to meet Jamaraj. Not for pleasure, but for something. With that note, we are going to ask all of you to fold your hand and ask Lord Vasudev to give a clear consciousness so that we can see the Lord's presence in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. So please repeat after me. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam. Naran chaiva narottamam. Devim sarasvatim vyasam. Toto jayam udhiraye. Nasta prayesu abhadresu. Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke. Bhakti Bhavati Naistaki. Thank you. So we are reciting today third canto, fifth chapter. Vidura's conversation with Maitreya Muni. Text 47. So we're going to do word to word first and then we're going to recite the verse. Tatha, as far as. Apare, others. Cha, also. Atma Samadhi, Transcendental Self-Realization, Yoga, means, Balena, by the strength, by the strength of, Jitva, conquering, Prakritim, acquired nature or modes of nature. Balistham, very powerful. Tvam, you. Eva, only. Dhiraha, pacified. Purusham, person. Vishanti, enters into. Tesham, for them. Samaha, much labor. Syat, has to be taken. Na, never. Tu, but. Sevaya, by serving. Te, of you. तथा परे चात्म समाधि योग बले न जित्वा प्रकृतिं बलिष्ठम् तामेव धीरा पुरुषां विशन्ति Tesham Sramashyan Natu Sevayate Tathapare Chatma Samadhi Yoga Balena Jitva Prakritim Balistam Tvameva dhira purusham vishanti Tesham samashyan natu sevayate Christian Tatha pare chatma samadhi yoga Mothers. Tathapare chatma samadhi yoga Malena jitva prakritim balishtam Tameva dhira purusham vishanti Esam samasam natu sevayate Vana Tatha pare chatma samadhi yoga Balena jitva prakritim balistam Tameva dhira purusham vishanti Tesham samashyan natu sevayate Tatha pare chatma samadhi yoga Prakritim balistam Tameva dhira purusham vishanti Tameva dhira purusham vishanti Tesham samashyan natu sevayate Anyone else? Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Others who are pacified by means of transcendental self-realization and have conquered over the modes of nature by dint of strong power and knowledge also enter into you. But for them there is much pain whereas devotees simply discharge devotional service and thus feel no such pain. Purport. In terms of a labor of love and its returns, the bhaktas, you all are, or devotees of the Lord, always have priority over persons who are addicted to the association of jnanis or impersonalists and yogis or mystics. The word apare, others, is very significant in this connection. Others refers to the jnanis and yogis whose only hope is to merge into the existence of the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. Although their destination is not so important in comparison to the destination of the devotees, the labor of non-devotees is far greater than that of the bhaktas. One may suggest that there is sufficient labor for the devotees also in the matter of discharging devotional service. But that labor is compensated for by the enhancement of transcendental pleasure. The devotees derive more transcendental pleasure while engaged continuously in the service of the Lord than when they have no such engagement in the family combination of a man and woman. There is much labor and responsibility of both of them. Yet, when they are single, they feel more trouble for want of their united activities. The union of the impersonalist and the union of the devotees are not on a par. The impersonalists try to fully stop their individuality by attaining Sayujya Mukti, or unification by merging into oneness, whereas the devotees keep their individuality to exchange feelings in relationship with the Supreme Individual Lord. Such reciprocation of feelings takes place in the transcendental Vaikuntha planet, and therefore the liberation sought by the impersonalist is also achieved in devotional service. The devotees attain mukti automatically while continuing the transcendental pleasure of maintaining individuality. As explained in the previous verse, the destination of the devotees is Vaikuntha or Akuntha Dishna, the place where anxiety are completely eradicated. One should not mistake the destination of the devotees and that of impersonalists to be one and the same. The destination are distinctly different, and transcendental pleasure derived by the devotees is also distinct from chinmatra or spiritual feelings alone. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So I'm also begging all of you to please pray for me and bless me. Because we all are devotees, you may think like we are just a student, young. But in bhakti school, everybody is respected if you are in bhakti school. So let us offer our prayers to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara. We can do together, if you like. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunnavadi Paschatadesha Tarine Banchakalpa Taruvescha Kripa Sindhubha Yubacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Three times Hare Krishna Mahamantra loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Harinam Mahamantra ki jai. So I'm going to ask few questions in the reference of this purport. How many of you are thinking to suffer in life? Raise hand. One. Really? Did I make my question clear? Would you like to plan to suffer? Okay, so he declined. How many of you really want to be happier than where you are now? Raise your hand. Some people have still doubt. I don't see all the hands. Okay, good. How many of you really want to enjoy trillion? You know the word trillion, the number? I really don't understand. I mean, I have some idea. Million, I know. Billion, I calculate. Trillion, I really don't understand. Some big figure. How many of you would like to have your life drown into ecstasy, happy, trillion time impersonalist or anybody? Raise both hands. Trillion time. Kunja, you have a problem? You don't want happiness? Okay, raise hand. Love, raise hand. Good. Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful. You all are in a good association. Can you put the PowerPoint, please? So, since you expressed that you want to be... Can you go next, Prabhu? Okay. Can I have the microphone? So somebody, some student to read this. Srila Prabhupada gives... You know, the whole purport is comparison between the devotee's happiness and impersonalist happiness. Can you read that first? Yeah, sure. So see what Prabhupada says.
So what, do you want me to read the whole verse?
Yes.
Okay. Brahmanando bhaved isha, shet parada guninkrita, night bhakti shukam bodha, parmanu tulam api. If Brahmananda, the bliss of merging in the Brahman effulgence, were multiplied 100 trillion times, it would still not equal even an atomic fragment of the ocean of transcendental bliss felt in devotional service.
Wow. I was wrong. I said trillion, actually 100. No. Yeah, 100 trillion, more than that. So let me ask you a question. Anybody knows what is the highest happiness right now in this world? You need 7 things. In that same purport, Prabhupada writes, 7 things you need. What are the things you need? Yes. Devotional service. No, I'm talking about person, not a devotee, experiencing highest happiness right now in this planet as a human being. Not animal, not demigod, human being. Yes? Trillions of dollars, very good. He is one of the 7, very good. Very nice. Yes? Food. Yeah, food is one of the opulence. Very good, yes? Happiness, well, this is the happiness. The goal is happiness. Yes. Have everything you want. Have everything you need. Okay. Yes. Beauty. Okay, very nice. Family. Wealth. Very good. So I tell you 5, and let's see if you can figure it out 2. I'll give you 5. You all are correct, yes. Drink. Or strength. Very good. Friends. Very good. See if it matches. You already got it almost. First, you have to have only rulership of the whole world. You may say, well, that's not possible. No, no, King Parikshit was He was the ruling the whole planet. Yudhishthira Maharaj ruling the whole planet. Chitraketu was ruling the whole planet. From their own experience, Prabhupada put it. So you are the only ruler of the whole world. Second, you do not have any enemy. You know that feeling? Actually, if you have 10 friends and if you have one enemy, then you will know what I'm talking about. You may have 5 more friends, now you have 15 friends, but one person don't like you. Hare, you have 5 more friends, you still like not feeling happy. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, they did not have any enemy. So first thing, I hope you remember, only rulership over this planet. Second, no enemy. Third, everybody in your palace are in love with you. Fourth, you have enough wealth. Anytime you need, you can dispose. Anytime you need, enough wealth or treasure. I'm going to ask if you can remember how many. How many did I say?
Four.
Very good. Number five, you have enough knowledge on weather that when there is a natural disaster like drought or earthquake or, I don't know, maybe snowing or overheat, you can counter by engaging the brahmanas. You can counter the natural disaster. So you have a five. Two more things, who can help me? Yes? No, I already said wealth, you have enough wealth, yes? Family, yeah? Little more? Yes, please. What did you say? Strength? Dreams. Okay, well, I mean, you have all the food you want. That's true. Yes? Strength. This is very good. Give him a cup. Very nice. See, even if you have all these things, but if you don't have a good health, and you don't have a good health, then how are you going to experience the highest happiness? So, he's very right. One more. When I say that, you'll say, oh my God, anybody could think that. Yes, but it says that, yes.
Gratitude
is good. That's very good. Yes.
Rulership?
Rulership, that's including five. Okay, now pay attention. Tremendous desire to enjoy. Because if you have everything, you have a strength, but if you don't have an enjoyment spirit, then you cannot experience the highest happiness as a human being. Now you multiply that happiness 100 times. Everybody remember? Please remember. If you multiply 100 times of that human experience of highest happiness, that is the happiness of forefather planets. That's called Pitri Loka Ananda. You multiply 100 times of that, that is the happiness of demigods. Can you imagine how much they enjoy? You multiply 100 times of that, that's called Brahmananda. And what did Bishambhar Prabhu read? Somebody can say it without looking at it. How much happiness we are shooting for? 100 trillion times more than that 100 Brahmananda. So should we be grateful to Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, whoever gave this gift to us? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Say loudly, yes.
Yes.
So please pay obeisances tomorrow to Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. Tomorrow is his day. So I'm going to go. Prabhu, can you go further? So why do we follower and disciples celebrate the appearance and disappearance day of our guru or spiritual master? Because they brought that gift for us. We will enjoy 100 trillion times, which is in calculator I tried. It says E. It could not go the number. Can you imagine? We are going to get, each of us, we are going to get that much happiness forever. Would we be thankful to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur who sent Srila Prabhupada to America? We should think like this and be appreciative. Express your gratitude tomorrow. Okay, next Prabhu. I'll just go very short. Since when did Vesha Puja or appearance and disappearance observation day started? Anybody has any clue? When did it started? Like we observe in every Ishkan temple, we observe appearance day, disappearance day. Do you know when it started? 1924. On the 50th birthday of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Before that day, they did not have an appearance day, disappearance day celebration. They had only on Guru Purnima, once a year. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave a very, I'm going to paraphrase, he gave a very nice scientific reason why he started this. He said, I was here, well, he was sent from Vaikuntha, but I'm talking about myself. I was here when Lord Chaitanya was here. I did not get delivered. Maybe I was in a stool pit or hell, I don't know. I don't remember. But I think very deeply about it. Yes, great personality like Narottam Das Thakur, all these great personality came. They did not deliver. Who delivered me? I think myself. Even though I was born in India, it was Prabhupada Ishkan temple attracted me. Even though I was next to Gauri Amarth, but I never thought of becoming a devotee. It was Prabhupada's, the way Ishkan create this wonderful atmosphere. I just went nearby, they started talking to me. What is your name? Where do you come? I went to Gauri Amarth, nobody even talked to me. You know? Just I went there. I went also Ramakrishna temple. There's a four temple, four side of the lake I used to live. And there's a Ramakrishna Mayabad. There's a one place is called Pranava Ananda. It's a Bharat Shavasam. It's another, you can say, impersonalist. And one side is Gauri Amarth. This is how the four side. But nobody ever thought, I never thought that Krishna consciousness is my actually eternal life. It was Prabhupada. So I'm eternally grateful to Srila Prabhupada for that. You follow? And we should thank to Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Thank you. Okay. Next, Prabhu. How do we observe Vesha Puja disappearance or appearance? One time, Harikesh Maharaj was glorifying Prabhupada after Prabhupada spoke very nicely in the temple. And he said, Prabhupada, the way you present it, you are the best spiritual master. So Prabhupada says to him, it's nice that you are saying like this. It is good. Every disciple should glorify their guru. But the real glorification will be when you go outside and meet stranger and establish the glory of your guru. That will be the real glory. So tomorrow we can all start talking at least to amongst ourselves why we glorify Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. That will be a best gift. Now, in a birthday party, if there is no ice cream, no presents, no friend came, but your parents bought the gift, whatever you need, and cake is there, but no friend came, say no cake and no candle. Is that okay?
No.
No. So that's called rituals. We have to also participate in the rituals. Offer some flower to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sutaku. Do you know the origin of the flower, where the flower comes from? In Golok Vrindavan, when the Lord have a feeling for his devotee, it manifests as a flower. That's how all these flowers are originally appeared in this Golok Vrindavan. And of course, now in this world. That's why flower represent the heart of the devotee. So when you come to Guru Puja, you don't do incense, lamp and everything. Only one person does. But everybody else offer flower. Why? Because flower, everybody please repeat after me. Flower represents our heart. So when we offer flower, actually we are offering, or at least trying to offer our heart to Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. This is how you, in a short version. Next, Prabhu. Okay, can we all just chant his pranam mantra and the translation together? Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Dinamine. We'll read the translation together. I offer my respectful obeisances unto His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, who is very dear to Lord Krishna, has taken shelter at His lotus feet. Okay, together chanting again. Sri Varshavanavi Devi Daitaya Kripadaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayene Prabhave Namaha. Together, I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Vishwavanavi Devi Daita Das, another name of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, who is favored by Srimati Radharani, who is the ocean of transcendental mercy and the deliverer of the science of Krishna. Okay, next verse, together. Madhurja Ujjala Premadda Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namastate. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the personified energy of Sri Chaitanya's mercy, who delivers devotional service which is enriched with the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, coming exactly in the line of revelation of Sri Rupa Goswami. Okay. Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudha Apasiddhanta Dhanta Harine. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are personified teachings of Lord Chaitanya. You are the deliverer of the fallen soul. You do not tolerate my statement, which is against the teachings of devotional service encircled by Rupa Goswami. Because of the time being, we'll go very quick, Prabhu. Next slide. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sudhakur, you know how he appeared? He did not appear like me, like conditioned soul. He appeared by the invitation. One Gurukuli girl, I remember, decades back, asked me, how come Lord always appear in India? Why not America? I said, well, in India, the sages, they invite. If you invite me to your house, I'll go to your house. You never invite, how am I going to go? So you have to invite. Does that make sense? So now, through the Ishkan, a lot of devotees are inviting the Lord to come to their house, and every devotee has an altar in their house. So in future, Lord will appear also like this. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared in this world by the prayers of his own father. Jagannath Dev used to come. 3 times he came. He came and told Kedarnath, his name was Kedarnath Datta, last name Datta, you should do something about Lord Chaitanya's teaching. He said, I don't have the time. Just imagine, from 10 o'clock he start writing about translation from Sanskrit to Bengali till 4 o'clock. Tell me what time he sleeps. See if you can catch it. From 10, this is about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 10 to 4, he translates. Then 4 o'clock he gets up and he starts chanting for a couple hours. Then he takes shower. Then he has a conversation till 7. Then 7 to 8, he takes breakfast. And then he prepares to go to the court. He's a magistrate. He was a magistrate. And he'll go to the court. And then till 1 o'clock he will be in the court. And then he will come for lunch and take a little break. Then again goes to court and comes back to 5 o'clock. And then 5 to 7 he would again translate and or converse with other religion comparative study. Then 7 o'clock he will take 2 chapati, 1 cup of milk, and go to sleep by 8 o'clock. What time he gets up? How long did he sleep? 2 hours. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, my Lord, I don't have any time even for myself. I'm trying my best. No, you think about it, try. Lord Jagannath again appears. Kedarnath, I want you to try. That time he prayed, my Lord, please send somebody from your side. That will be easier. It's very difficult. I'm trying to make the platform ready. Because if he did not translate, if he did not go through all the scriptures, we would have a problem to precisely see what is need to be done to become a devotee. Because Vedo is vast. So he pulled it out like berries. Whatever we are following, it's all by Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Prabhupada, all three are in the same line. And if you just do this every day with that, what we do in the morning, you will get Krishna prema. So we are indebted to that. So this is it. Prabhu, next one, slide, very quick. Meeting with Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, he met Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur when? When he was in a family life, he would go and meet him. Okay, next two. Then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, thank you so much. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told him, you are educated young man, why don't you preach the message of Krishna all over the world? Another one. When Srila Prabhupada was asked by his disciple to speak about his own spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, he said, what can I say about him? He was a Vaikuntha man. Next. Srila Prabhupada, so far personal association with the Guru of is concerned, I was only with my Guru Maharaj 4 or 5 times. But I have never left his association. Think about it. He said he never left his association. Not even for a moment. Can we do that? Next line, Prabhupada said, because I am following his instruction, I am always with him. Yes, we can do that. Do that. Same thing. Next. In his room at the Kunjo Bihari Math in Radha Kund, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati instructed Sri Abhay Charanaravinda Das, if you ever get money, print books. So we can distribute some books, at least one book, each of us, tomorrow. That will please Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Can you do that? One book? Yes? Can I see the hand? Like you're going to distribute? Wonderful. Thank you. Just do. Give to your friend or even relative, somebody you give. Will be nice. One more. My Guru Maharaj, can you take the microphone? Maybe. Instead of me reading, you all can read. Give to here. You can pass. You can read to it. You have to put it on. Just read. Just read.
Hariyo. My Guru Maharaj, Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, used to say that every one of his disciples could attain Vaikuntha Loka in this life without waiting for another life to execute devotional service. One simply has to become as serious and sincere as Dhruva Maharaj. Then it is quite possible to attain Vaikuntha Loka and go back home, back to Godhead. In one life.
Because we have a doubt sometimes, you know. Honestly, I had a doubt. I don't know if I can make it in one life. But Prabhupada said you can make it in one life. But you have to be serious, that's all. Okay, next, Prabhu. Okay, this is the assignment, but I'm looking at the time. I'm not going to speak so much of the assignment because there is a 2 assignment. The first assignment has a 5 topics. Harikatha, the transcendental approach to scriptures, comparative importance of various writing, verses, theology, contribution. So I am going to just deepen time. I'll just go to very quick. Like for an example, in that chapter, what he says, I'm going to just tell you like very short. You know where the Vaishasan, where this idea of Vaishasan came from? Anybody has any idea? This sitting, I'm sitting, where this idea came from? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to sit on a wooden bench and he would speak. But then sometime some other elderly people came, they could not sit on the floor, So they are given little, they had a, it's called little stool, you know. So they would sit there. Then he would also sit on the stool. Just think about it, why he's doing like this. Then he says, the purpose of Beshashan is to reach the audience as clear as possible. Srila Prabhupada got a threatening letter, telegram, in Calcutta. Fly or die. How many of you read that? Fly or die. That's how telegram came to Prabhupada. Now from where? From the Naxalites. I don't know any one of you heard Naxalite. You heard? Okay. I come from that background, Naxalite. They're like, they would put a list of the name of the people they'll kill today. 12 o'clock, this person. 1 o'clock, this person. And police could not stop. They literally kill in Bengal. And Prabhupada also come from Bengal, Calcutta. And the same place, Naxalite, send him a telegram, fly or die. So Prabhupada saw the letter, telegram, but he did not stop. So they had a big Gorkhi Sadam, auditorium. Prabhupada went there. At the entrance, somehow that they missed Prabhupada. Prabhupada went inside. Prabhupada's sister was there. Then Prabhupada sat on a beshasan, and some young men, the Naxalites, and Prabhupada's sister did not want to come. She wants to stay at the door to see who are the one sending like this. So those gangster comes and telling Prabhupada, get down, in English. They are Bengali, Prabhupada also Bengali, but they are speaking English. Get down. So Prabhupada is singing, then he stopped. He said, you want me to sit down so you can hear better? Because the purpose of this place, this seat is given where the audience can hear better. Same thing what Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says. So I will sit down if you hear better. Why don't you all come here? Then they said one more time, sit down. That time he didn't say get down, sit down. Then some commotion was going on with Pishima, Prabhupada's sister. Prabhupada said, you all have some question, you all can come and sit down. They all came sit down. And then Prabhupada also sat on the floor with them. And Prabhupada spoke. After a few minutes, they all left. So the purpose of Beshashan is not like I'm sitting on a Beshashan. Purpose of the Beshashan is to reach the audience in a clear message. You follow? So if I am sitting behind the wall and you don't see me, it will be difficult to hear. If I'm sitting on the ceiling, probably you don't. Wherever, now you may say, how did Alachua temple figure it out where the Beshasana should be? Because there is a camera right here. It has a pointing where the person sits here. That's why it is placed like this. It's not like you sit here, now you are the speaker and you are listener. Not like that. The purpose is there. Okay, this is in a short version. Well, I'm not going to go there. I'll just jump in. Then, how do you begin and end the Bhagavatam class? I never actually read this, even though I read most of the books of his. He writes, how do you... you can go down... How much do we have time? No, not really. You can turn it up. Because these are all good. I made it this morning, actually last few days, but I could not, I have a problem with the time. So how do you begin and end Srimad Bhagavatam class? This is for all of you because you all are going to speak Bhagavatam. It's not just me. But I learned a lot of nice things from this wonderful discourse that Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur had with his audience, with his disciples and well-wisher. He said, always recite Mangala Charan before you speak. Even, you know, on the road you meet someone, think of Guru first before you speak to this person. You will be given what to say to that person. Otherwise you are on your own. Would you like to be under guidance of Prabhupada all the time? Yes? Then invoke Say you are distributing book. This man has a question. Immediately you recite Prabhupada's pranam mantra in your mind. Then Prabhupada will remind you, or Krishna will remind you in your mind. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says. Sometime the disciple says, well, if you knew that what you're going to speak, then we could prepare also. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, only I know when he speaks in my mind that I can speak. Only few moments. So I don't know so I don't plan like that. But then he says, if you are going to give a speech to somewhere, you should make a key point how they will be connected to Krishna. This is, you are a peon, he said the word, peon, you know, peon, like a mailman, we say in America, mailman. And it was very nice the way he pointed out. And he said, always you glorify Krishna, the whole class should be glorifying. Now, I'm going to jump because of the time. When we chant, he gave a very, I would say, heavy, beautiful way of explaining. I'm going to paraphrase. When you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is that mantra is alive or dead? This question should be asked. He asked that question. He said, if you have devotional service attitude, I want you to remember, because this is he founded. Shabam unmukhi jibbado. Shabha unmukhi jibbado. He founded that sentence again and again and again. When you have a devotional service attitude, that time the holy name will not come in your tongue. Holy name is always in Golok Vrindavan. Holy name is not in this world. Holy name will descend from Golok Vrindavan to the soul, you or me, and permit the whole body, and then will come to the tip of the tongue and dance. Is that clear? When you have a devotional service attitude, that time holy name will come down, descend from Golok Vrindavan to the soul, permeate the body, and dances on the tip of the tongue. If we do not have this, it is not going to be pure name. He said, service attitude, it was like I was reading for page after page, and he's going different way to establish that point. So he says, I'll tell you like what exactly he says on that. Anyway, he said that when you serve Bhagavatam, it's not like I am speaker, you are listener. He said, no, we are here to glorify and serve the Lord. With that attitude, the Lord will reveal what will nourish our desert, dry desert heart. And He will make flooding with Krishna consciousness in the heart and take you back home. This is very important. Because of the time, I'm going to tell you a little wonderful story I just read. I didn't even finish. There's so much. Even in two chapters they gave, I feel like I can speak 8 hours. It's so much nectar. So I'll give you for an example. He used to live on a second story in Chaitanya Math. If you go to Chaitanya Math in Mayapur, you have to go there near birthplace. And it says in the plaque, he used to live here. How many of you would like to meet Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur? Okay, thank you. Anybody, any of his disciples would walk by, or anybody would walk by his room, he would stop everything. He would say, who goes by? I am Jyoti Shekhar, Prabhupada. Oh, Jyoti Shekhar. Who is Jyoti Shekhar? The body or the mind? Or the soul? Who is Jyoti Shekhar? I mean, you have no chance to go at least half an hour to 2 hours, 3 hours. You have to answer all his question, who you are. He wants to make sure you understand what is this spiritual life. Do you like a guru like this? Yeah. This is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He would not let anybody pass by his room and not answer him. And he would really ask every details, your understanding. He made a very dramatic effect in the consciousness of his disciple. One pastime I'll tell you in a short, I know it's already 9 o'clock, just give me a few minutes, I'll try to finish it. There's so many beautiful pastimes. So one time, Bharati Maharaj, one of his disciples, he was thinking, of course they didn't have a watch, but he said middle of, I met him also. Janani Vasprabhu tell that story also, same, because we were listening in 82, he came, he passed away. We used to invite on Prabhupada's disappearance day, appearance day to his godbrothers those days in Mayapur. I was there. And he narrated this story that he used to cook. So he used to live right below Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's room. And one day, middle of the night, he heard the wooden sandal. You know, he used to wear wooden sandal, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He's walking by, he's thinking, middle of the night, there is no electricity, just imagine that. And there is no road also, you know, just a jungle road. So he was like trying to spy, where is Guru Maharaj going? So as Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur walked like a 20 feet or 30 feet, according to him, he's just trying to go but not get caught, you know, but he wants to know where in the middle of the night Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur goes. So he's trying to follow. At one point, he started hearing kirtan. Kirtan of thousands of kirtaniyas. Very melodious. Such a heartfelt, you know, gratitude they have to the Lord and to the Holy Name. And the Mridanga Kartal started roaring. He's thinking, where is the sound coming from? But it's also jungle, he could not even see. But he's trying to follow. But at one point, he lost track. And he just fainted. But when he came out, he was still listening. His tumultuous kirtan, so melodious kirtan. All of a sudden, the kirtan stopped, and he saw his Guru Maharaj just walk by. And he came back. He tried to follow. In the morning, he confronted. That was nice. He confronted with his god brothers. They said, why not us? Those days there was no temple. We go nowadays, there is a temple. It's just a jungle. The first road, you know who made first road in Mayapur? Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur himself. With his father and other people. There was so shortage of pujari, one brahmana was ready to do free puja because he wanted the pujari to stay in the temple at night. But it was jungle. The jackals, fox, tigers, snakes. Was not a livable place. But they want him to stay. And they could not stay. So they said, what is your problem? Why can't you stay? I'll bring you breakfast. I'll do everything. He said, I smoke bidi. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur made a bidi. You know bidi? The tobacco product. Like a cigar. He made a bidi for the pujari so that he could stay, just to at least have somebody in the morning Mangal Arati. This is how Mayapur started. Now we have 10,000 residents there, but when you look at back how hard Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur worked to make this. Or any devotee would join, he would make them carry the bricks from one village to this place. Because those days there was no pulley, rickshaw or anything, nothing. Just imagine on the head. And he gave something very interesting. I love Gaurakrishnadas Babaji, his understanding about his disciple. So one young man, he said, I want to do real bhajan. He submitted himself to Gaurakrishnadas Babaji. Gaurakrishnadas Babaji says, you want to do bhajan? You need potency, shakti within you. From spiritual world. Okay, Baba, give me how I get it. Go serve Saraswati. He would call Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur as a Saraswati nickname. So he went there. What is his bhajan? Carrying bricks. So after a few days he said, I came to do bhajan, not carrying bricks. So he said, how are you going to get spiritual strength? You think carrying bricks, you know, like Mother Mutka may tell you to do some service, you may think like this is not really chanting. This is also chanting, part of chanting. Try to understand. Anything pleasing Krishna Prabhupada is pure bhakti. But there is a five things makes vibrant devotee, vibrant temple. It is not the building. If you look at most of the ISKCON temple, they don't look like a temple structure, you know, dome and gates, and like South India, you know, all the temple has like a gate. You know, I was driving by from Orlando to Alachua. It was a beautiful temple. I said, what is this? He said, so we went there, Swaminarayan temple. Nobody is there. Nobody ever goes, only in the weekend. But you come to ISKCON temple, these five things are there. That's what Prabhupada said, vibrant temple, vibrant devotee. What is it? First, you have to have a deity or a picture of Krishna. Krishna darshan. First thing. Every day, even if you are in your house or in your job, make sure you see, look at the deity or Lord. You follow? Every day you have a darshan of the deity. Darshan of the deity, 7.5, Prabhupada explained in the purport, that every day devotee dresses the deity so nicely. You should see their feeling, that how they are purifying their heart by decorating the altar. It appears like they are decorating the altar here. Actually, they are decorating their heart. It's so nice. And five types of devotee also. Those who appreciate. When you come to temple, try to appreciate the pujaris. Try to appreciate the devotee who maintain the place. This way you get the equal benefit. It's nice. Second, so first is Krishna darshan. Second, when you come to temple, make sure you hear about Krishna. Krishna katha. Third, Krishna bhakta sangha. Bhakta sangha means what? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says two things. You get inspiration. Association of devotee means you must get inspiration. If association of devotee like not giving you inspiration, it's not really inspiration. I'm not trying to judge anything, I'm just repeating. And I'm also trying to do that, serve that way. It is very important. Association means inspiration. Parasparam anukatam pavanam bhagavad jasa mito rati mito tusti nibriti mito atmana. If you want to read details, he quote this verse, 7.3.30, and he gives explanation. And I memorize the verse just because it's a very contiguous verse. Association of devotee, what does that mean? Five things also happen in that verse. Then, third, so everybody keeps that. First is what? To have a vibrant devotee? Krishna darshan. Every day, as soon as you wake up, make sure you have a Prabhupada and Krishna. You pay obeisances, you know, as many times possible. So that's first. Second, Krishna katha. Third, Krishna Bhakta Sangha. Krishna Bhakta Sangha means inspiration. It's not another person. Their association, we should discuss such a way that inspire us to go advance more, more, more. That is called Sangha. And second is, who actually cares for your spiritual upliftment. You feel that, you know, emotional shelter. Do you know a child, when child is disturbed, who does the child go? There could be 10 ladies, but the child will find only one person ever amongst them, mother. We, each of us, need a shelter of a devotee. A particular devotee or two, three, you have to have in order to grow spiritually. So this is two. So Krishna darshan, Krishna bhakta sangha, Krishna katha, then Hare Krishna chanting. must. And then the fifth one, would you like to guess? It's very easy. Oh gosh, I could figure it out. Yes, thank you. Krishna Prasad. And Srila Prabhupada says, if you look at our temple outside, it looks like a building. You go to New York, you know, temple, it's just a building right across from five-star hotel in a Brooklyn, 305 Skimahan Street. And I'm supposed to go there every 3 months. So when we go to that temple, it doesn't look like temple from outside, but inside all these five things are there. That's why that is the temple, not the building makes itself. Okay. I'll end here. Thank you for paying attention. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai. We'll have a full-fledged program tomorrow. Please try to come. If you can come, Mangalarti, Guru Puja. We'll have a Pushpanjali, same time with Prabhupada, Guru Puja, and 11 o'clock. There will be special class by Nagaraj Prabhu, and then 11 o'clock we'll have a special offering, and then we'll have a big feast. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada ki. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna.